Coming up, it's lightning fill in the blank, but first it's time for Carl to recreate some more voices from the week's news. If you'd like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. You can send an email to waitwait@npr.org. You can also go to our website at waitwait.npr.org, where you can find out about attending our weekly live shows here at the Chase Auditorium in Chicago, or you can visit the NPR shop to pick up your Wait Wait tchotchkes. Hi, you're on Wait Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Jason Finkel, and I'm stuck in Lubbock, Texas.
You're stuck in Lubbock?
Well, my wife's in graduate school, and, well, I'm a little blue dot stuck in a big state full of red dots.
I was about to say, that's not a very positive attitude.
Well, you know, we're getting her through, and she'll be done with her internship here very soon.
And where are you going to go when you escape from Lubbock?
Don't know. We're going to see where her job takes us.
Well, welcome to the show, Jason. You are going to play Who's Carl This Time. Carl Castle will once again read three quotes from this week's news. If you correctly identify or explain just two of them, Carl will record the greeting on your own home answering machine. Ready to go?
Fantastic. I am stoked. Thank you.
Here's your first quote.
Time has named him the person of the year, an effort they hope will make up for the four times this year when he wasn't on their cover.
That's the political journal The Hotline getting all snarky about Time magazine's favorite cover boy of 2008. Who?
That would be our benevolent overlord, Obama.
In fact, yes. The new president shares the honor with other former honorees such as Middle America, The Computer, The Planet Earth, and you. To be fair, Time magazine only put Obama on their cover 24 times this year. So, you know, big surprise. In fact, Time's editors almost missed the press deadline because they couldn't remember what folder they saved the story in when they wrote it last April. Now, one of the highlights of the issue, very interesting, are some never-before-seen photos of Obama as a student at Occidental College near Los Angeles in the late 1970s. He's seen in those photos doing very typical college student things for the time, like going to the beach and parting the Pacific Ocean. Healing his friend's hangovers with a touch of his hand. In a shocking development, Illinois Governor Rob Blagojevich was caught on tape trying to sell the honor of being next year's Man of the Year. All right, very good. Here is your next quote.
The most important thing is that you have to control your vice president.
That, according to Politico.com, was someone with intimate knowledge of how vice presidents operate, giving advice to the next White House chief of staff. Who?
Would that be Bush?
No. I don't think Bush has figured that out yet.
Yeah. Not his vice president.
Somebody with even more intimate knowledge of how vice presidents operate.
Oh, Cheney!
Yes, it was Cheney himself. He said it at a meeting of about 13 or 14 former White House chiefs of staff, of whom he is one, of course. He was chief of staff to Gerald Ford. They were there to give advice to Rahm Emanuel, the incoming chief of staff. Now, either Dick Cheney has experienced a profound awakening to the dangers of a conscienceless vice president who operates in total secrecy, violates the Constitution, and blows the cover of American intelligence agents, or he was just joking. Turns out, he was just joking.
Or he thinks he's the president and the other guys.
Well, according to it was off the limits, this meeting of former White House chiefs of staff. It was off limits to the press, but according to reports from insiders, the men in the room all let out loud laughs when Cheney made that little jape, at which point the vice president shot them all in the face.
Yeah. You know, that just never gets old.
It never does. Yeah. We were talking about that. It's the gift that keeps on giving.
It's true.
Here is your last quote.
A lot of locals around here hate it. You know, it's, I didn't move to the desert to have this.
That was a tourist from Denver talking to CNN about his visit to a place known more for sand, sun, and sin, not snow. What city?
Las Vegas?
In fact, Sin City got blanketed with half a foot of snow this week.
Wow.
Most they've seen in years, palm trees bent under the weight, neon lights were dimmed, showgirls donned sequined to long johns, and prostitutes watched the local news to see which brothels were calling snow days. Did they say the Mustang Ranch yet? Did they say it? Carl, how did Jason do in our quiz?
Jason had a perfect score, Peter. Three correct answers. Jason, you win our prize.
Well done.
Thank you guys very, very much.
Jason, thank you so much for playing our game.
Bye-bye.
Sleigh bells ring. Are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening.